Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, back here at Dodge City United Wireless Arena for Class 1A Division 1 State Tournament Pool Play. Frankfort Wildcats, they dropped their first matchup against Little River 25-15, 25-16. The Centralia Panthers, they beat Gossel 25-20, 25-18. They are 1-0 here in pool play. This is a must-win pool play game here for both of these teams. Again, you have to be in the top two finish out of your pool of the four teams to continue on to Saturday. Again, here, this is a big matchup between both these teams. Centralia Panthers, though, they have roughly dominated Frankfort really to the end of time here. They are on a 25-plus game winning streak against Frankfort, and they have won 36 straight consecutive sets here against the Frankfort Wildcats. Last time Frankfort beat Centralia in a set was 2016. The Centralia Panthers, they won both their meetings this season. The first one, the Dauphin West Tri, 25-19, 25-19. And the last one, the TVL quarterfinals, 25-11. And 31-29. So a big matchup here coming up on 92.1 KMZA. Just a quick minute teaser and a quick 2 minute break, I should say, and we'll come right back here for the action. Again, upcoming here, the number 8 Frankfort Wildcats taking on the number 4 Centralia Panthers, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfort, wishes good luck to the Frankfort Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfort.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Elmer's Repair in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool hand tools and equipment, Schumacher manual battery chargers, and genuine Timken bearings and seals. They also have Gates belts and hoses. Hydraulic hoses can be custom built for ag and industrial use. Don't forget to pick up your Wix and Pro-Tech filters from Elmer's Repair in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network on 92.1 KMTA. A big time matchup between the Centralia Panthers and the Frankfort Wildcats. The Wildcats, the number 8 seed. The Panthers, the number 4. Frankfort already 0-1 in pool play. They lost against Little River in straight sets. Centralia on the opposite side. They are 1-0 in pool play. They won in straight sets against Gossel. I said earlier there in a little bit of a teaser that Frankfort has lost 36 straight consecutive sets to Centralia. Their last set they won was back in 2016, but still they did not win that match. It went all three sets. Centralia won it. It has been over 25-plus games since the Frankfort Wildcats have been able to beat the Centralia Panthers. The Centralia won both matches this year against Frankfort, once at the Dauphin West Tri, 25-19, 25-19, and then another at the TVL quarterfinal tournament, 25-11 and 31-29. Centralia Panthers, a dominant showing against Gossel. In that game, they had 20 kills, held the Bluebirds to 16 total kills. Frankfort Wildcats, they just finished their spout with Little River. They finished with 18 kills, but they gave up 28. All right, first serve on the way here. Centralia handling, dishing it back to the Frankfurt Wildcats side. Parsmer sends it over on a free ball. Backcourt here, Centralia back with it. Here's Becker, left corner. Does she find the backcourt line? No, she does not. And that goes long. Frankfurt will get the first point of set number one here against the Centralia Panthers. Donghouse sends over the serve. Centralia here, front row. A nice little finesse tap by Becker. Beautiful work there to put down the kill. And Kramer, she finished with six kills, against Gossel. It's 1-1 here. Frankfurt and Centralia in set one. Wells sends over the serve, gets behind the 10-foot line. Here's Haug. Haug out to Parthamer. Dipped at the front by Centralia, taking off the heat. Becker sends it over. It knocks off the top of the tape. Here, deep push, left side. Back to Centralia. Becker, one more time at it. Puts it across, and there you go. There's the kill for Becker. Becker, a kill alongside her teammate Kramer. Here in this first set, Wells here to serve. It's 2-1. Centralia leads over Frankfurt in set one. Parthamer in the net on the far boundary side. And now Centralia has scored back-to-back points here. Actually, they've scored three straight points, I should say, here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. Wells, the libero, back to serve here again for Centralia. Let's bat it over on the right side. And the free ball will get sent across here to Centralia to handle. Rempe, quick set, out in front. Haverkamp, and beautiful work there, putting it down on the right line. Haverkamp, Kramer, and Becker, the three leading kill leaders on this team with all over 200 kills, have all got on the board early in set one against Frankfurt. It's 4-1 over the Wildcats. Wells sends over on the hot hand to the right side. Haug puts a dink across. A nice dink put down by Haug. She'll get the point. No one was ready for it. There was a big hole in the defense. Haug, that's her first point of the tournament so far. Catching the Centralia defense off guard. 4-2 Centralia here, still ahead. Haverkamp, double touch up front, but Frankfurt here getting the point. Loizo will be credited the kill. It's now 4-3. Frankfurt now. Oh, look, they've scored two straight here. Trying to tie it up 4-4. It's 4-3. Centralia still at the lead. Wells, the bump, and here the put across by Haverkamp. Up front, Lorelai Loizo up front. A big-time kill by Loizo. So do they give that point to the Centralia Panthers? Should be here to Frankfurt, and it is. So another kill for Lorelai Loizo. Now with two kills in this set, she has six kills against Little River. And a service there. We'll give the ball right back here to the Frankfurt Wildcats. To the Centralia Panthers. 5-4, Centralia leads. Heinen sends over the serve, and that's her second ace of the state tournament. Her first here against Frankfurt. Heinen, back behind the service line, has been strong so far this morning. Now we've reached the afternoon hour. 6-4 here, Centralia leads over Frankfurt in set one. Free ball gets sent over. Becker, Rempe, right back to Becker. Here's the combo, and there's the punch out. Rempe to Becker. Perfect execution up front. Becker. 8 kills in the state tournament. She's over 210 kills in her junior career so far this season. 7-4. Centralia leads. And another point. Sitting issue in the back line. That's another point for the Centralia Panthers. That's an early timeout. Taken by the Frankfurt Wildcats. And we will go ahead and send this back to the studio for a quick 30. It is 8-4. Centralia leads over Frankfurt in set number one.
Now's the time to call Trailers for You at 785-292-4166. Looking for a rugged Travelon steel stock trailer built to last or ready to step up to a premium Merritt aluminum stock trailer? We'll get it built your way with the features that matter most to you. And while you're here, let's talk seed. Find out what's working on our farm and get yours ordered today to lock in the best prices. That's Trailers for You in downtown Frankfurt, your trusted trailer and seed headquarters. Call us today at 785-292-4166.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Frankfurt Wildcats call timeout down 8-4 to the Centralia Panthers. Try not to drop the 0-2 here in full play. They're down early here against Centralia 8-4, but it's still early on. We're in set number one. Hiding the serve for Centralia with a 4-point lead. Here's Loizo on the far boundary, and that's a block up front. Oh, it's still alive, still going. And it's the Wildcats who get the point. Parthamer, the kill. It looked like it was almost dead in the water with a block from Centralia, but Frankfurt's able to capture the rebound on their own side, and Parthamer gets the point. After the timeout, Frankfurt lets the point, but then immediately a service error. That hands it right back to Centralia. Good to Frankfurt. Every timeout they have taken in this state tournament, they have scored the first point right afterwards. Becker earns her time here to get some rest on the bench. Coming into her place here for the Centralia Panthers will be Carly McKee for the serve. Here's Anderson, caught up in the front row. Centralia, Josie Haverkamp, and that's a kill for Haverkamp. Centralia, 10, Frankfurt, 5. Back-to-back points here for the Panthers. McKee, here's the serve. Out to the deep side, back court. Lorelai Loizo, she sends that one far gone. Too much wind behind it. Oh, actually, they might just say that it was touched at the top, and they do. Lorelai Loizo, she's had a couple of those trick-or-treats going in a favor of a treat for her with the kill. 10-6, Centralia still up by 4, and now only up by 3. They get Centralia into the net. Actually, they're going to say Centralia on 4 hits, officially. So 10-7 now. Frankfurt down by 3 to Centralia. That's a Parthamer back to serve. 5'7", outside here at Junior. She's been a tremendous athlete since her freshman season. Nearly puts down the 8th after the volleyball just gets over the top of the tape. Now it's back to Frankfurt. Lorelai Loizo, back court. Does she find the back line? And yes, she does. Lorelai Loizo has been fanatic up front here with those kill shots. Centralia thought they had the point, but in Haverkamp, he slides it back across the court. They're back to Frankfurt. Loizo, 4 kills in this set, in this match so far. She has 10 kills in the tournament. She leads here this Frankfurt team. Here behind the 10-foot line, Parthamer floats it across. Now left side, Becker back into it and puts it far. Another point for Frankfurt, making a slow but sure comeback here early in set one. As I mentioned, it's been 36 straight sets since Frankfurt has won a set against Centralia, dating back to 2016. They've come awful close though in that time many of times. Becker on the near side. They're going to say she puts it down. See, that's Kramer. Kramer with the kill. It's now 11-9. Centralia up by 2. Kramer, here's the serve. And that is an instantaneous ace for Hayden Kramer. Kramer, 28 aces on the season. Centralia 12-9 here over Frankfurt. After this match, we'll take a small hour break and we'll regroup for Frankfurt and Gossel before we finish out with roughly around 3 o'clock. Centralia and Little River. Far side, Dellinghouse, too long. And that's another point for the Centralia Panthers. It's now 13-9. And Josie Haverkamp jumping all the way into the stands to go retrieve the volleyball. Not too many times a player has to be the one to go retrieve it. No one in the crowd wanted to, I suppose. 13-9, Centralia leads. Haverkamp over on the serve, back set to Loizo. She punches it over, but I think she was on the opposite side of the antenna, and she was. So you gotta put those, you gotta put spikes in between the antennas, not on the opposite outside of them. Centralia up by 5 now, 14-9. Out, setting up far to Dollinghouse, and Dollinghouse finds a gap in the defense. And an easy, simple point. A little finesse. Dollinghouse gets her first point. Upset two. 14-10 now. Frankfurt still down by 10. And, oh, that is a service error. That is rough. That went right into the back of the noggin of Savannah Jackson. She is in all smiles, thankfully. And so is the rest of the Frankfurt team. That was, Jackson just got absolutely drilled in the back of the head, unfortunately, there on that service there. But she is all good. Here, right in the middle. That back to Centralia, left side. Hank Kramer trying to punch in the backcourt. Picked up. Savannah Jackson, the one who just got darted. And that time she puts down a dart. Something she probably prefers, rather to hit than to be hit, as Shakespeare once said. Probably. That's my assumption. 15-11 here. Centralia still up by 4, though. Rempe up front, back set, right side. Kramer nearly puts it down. And they're going to get a lift here on the Frankfurt side, given the point to Centralia it looks to be. Or no, they got Frankfurt against the net. 16-11, 5-point lead here for the Centralia Panthers in set number one. Centralia looking to get back to the top four here. Trying to earn at least a semifinal on Saturday. Rempe up in the middle for Centralia. Steinlage and Steinlage putting down the kill. 17-11, Steinlage. She didn't have any... Didn't have much on the board in that first set against Gossel, but that second set, she had 2 kills and a block. She's at 3 kills total here, the 5'10" middle freshman. Here's that behind the 10-foot line, and that is spiked directly into the net from Lorelei Loizzo on Frankfurt. It is 18-11. And Centralia here on a 3-point spurt. Here, now... Dollinghouse blocked up front. Becker leading the charge for the Centralia Panthers. Her first block of the tournament. 19-11. Centralia leads by 8. Frankfurt has to call another timeout. Down by 8 in set number 1 against Centralia. We're going to take a quick 30 step aside. Centralia 19, Frankfurt 11 in set number 1 here in the Class 1A Division 1 state tournament.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Kansaland Radio.
Rocking it courtside down here in Dodge City, Kansas, at United Wireless Arena, 19-11 here. Centralia leads over Frankfurt. Frankfurt, they've burnt 2 timeouts here in this set. Kramer sends the serve for Centralia with that 8-point lead. And here, in the net, but it gets deflected right back to the Frankfurt Wildcats. Centralia trying to handle. Heinen tries to find that right line. She does, but he gets picked up in the back row by Frankfurt. Pushed across. Now here, left side. Becker on the setup. That is all the way high up in the air, nearly the top of the stadium. And Frankfurt's able to dish it back over. Here's Becker. Another try. And she finds the right corner on a frozen rope. So right after the timeout, a long rally brews between both sides, but Becker lays down the nail and hammer. Here, Kramer, another serve. To the deep left corner, Anderson, Loizzo here on the free ball. Backcourt, Rempe right out in front in the middle of the net. Steinlage deflected right back, and they're going to get it against Centralia. They're going to say 4 hits. Now 20-12. Centralia is still leading the way here by 8 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Back to serve, Ashlyn Dollinghouse. Wells Libera picking up for Centralia in the backcourt. Here's Becker, left side, finesse tap. It gets handled. Now on the left side, once again now on the Frankfurt side, at Dollinghouse, and credit her. She didn't put down the kill, but that pinball in the backcourt there, Centralia couldn't get it back over. Another 4 hits there for the Panthers. Back-to-back times here, 4 hits have given a point for Frankfurt. Rempe, left left side, Becker. Once more, we see the connection. Fortunately, Becker not able to put it down there for Centralia. Here's Parthamer, Frankfurt's number six, nearly put it down on her side. A nice rally brewing between early these teams in this set. And Frankfurt goes right into the net for the point. 21-13. Centralia leads here over Frankfurt. Steinlogge steps off the court here, the 5'10" freshman for Centralia. Dink across, a nice dink by Howe. That's her second time doing that little set fake out, pretending to set up one of her outside hitters. Instead, just dinks it over, finds the gap in the off in the defense. It's now 21-14. Centralia only down, or Frankfurt only down by a touchdown. And they're getting that next one to Centralia up front. Nice work by Becker on the kill. 22-14 here in set one. And Heinen here on the serve for Centralia. Pops it across. Now Parthamer, a power shot, right line. Did she find it? Yes, she did. Big put out by Parthamer, just her second kill of the set and match. Six kills total for her in this state tournament journey. It's the second match for both these teams, and Wells sends this one from behind the 10-foot line right into the Centralia side of the net. It's 22-16, and now Frankfurt is starting to find a little headway here on the later half of set one. Hein in the back row, picking up off the Frankfurt serve. Now here's Josie Haverkamp. Haverkamp, a big dig in the back row. Now free ball has to get sent over. Wells, Rempe, Centralia, Haverkamp, the tap, and the point. Centralia 23-16. Haverkamp credited with the point for the Panthers. A point away from set point in set one for Centralia. McKee on the serve, just coming in here and getting it over. Anderson on the short set, across, Centralia handling and coming up with great momentum behind her leg. Hayden Kramer, she actually put that out long. Controversial here for the Centralia crowd. 23-17 now. Frankfurt only down by 6. Slowly coming back after being down 22-11. And a service error by Frankfurt makes it 24-17. Frankfurt, 4 service errors in this set against Centralia. They had no service errors against Little River in set one. Back set, left side. Lorelai Loizzo gets the kill. Her 5th of the set. Over 10 in the tournament. It makes it 24-18 and temporarily keeps Frankfurt alive in this first set. Josie Haverkamp will take some time here at the bench. She's got that left wrist actually wrapped up there, going around her left palm and her thumb. And Steinlogge, the freshman here, will wrap the bow in set number one. Steinlogge, her second kill of the set, concludes it 25-18. Set number one victorious here for Centralia. Just like that first matchup for Frankfurt, they got to win set number two to force a set number three. Centralia has now won 37 straight sets here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. We're back after a minute here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We'll be back for set number two between Centralia and Frankfurt.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfurt is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money. And they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfurt today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
What do you value in a bank? At First National Bank in Frankfurt, you'll find personalized service that meets your individual banking requirements. They can help you with loans for home, auto, or farm. They truly are your hometown bank. Download their app from the App Store or find them on Facebook. Or call or just stop in. They're ready to meet all of your banking requirements. First National Bank in Frankfurt, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Returning here for set number two, down here at Wireless Arena in Dodge City, Kansas. The Frankfurt Wildcats dropping set number one against Centralia, 25-18. Centralia right now is 1-0 in tournament play. The Frankfurt Wildcats are currently right now 0-1. First serve here from Hayden Kramer to start set number two goes long for a service there. Centralia's first of this match here against Frankfurt. And here, Frankfurt, just like set one, will take the first point. Frank Centralia trying to score right back, though, with Becker tipping to the back left corners. Frankfurt has to get it over on a free ball. Hayden Kramer in the back line to pick it up. Here's Rempe up front. Steinlogge, who ended the last set, that time was blocked right back in her face with Tessa Parthamer. Now Centralia takes Frankfurt takes an early 2-0 lead in set number two. Sorry, I just called Centralia and Riverside last Friday, and what was an incredible district matchup. I've been saying Riverside so much in this broadcast. Again, Centralia here, they play Onega this Friday in football to start their postseason. Frankfurt, they play Thunder Ridge. Real exciting stuff. Service there here from Frankfurt gives the ball right back to the Centralia Panthers. They get the serve across. Haug, far side, set up to Parthamer, and Parthamer puts down the kill. Frankfurt 3-1. Parthamer, three kills in this match here against the Centralia Panthers. Centralia, they have won 37 consecutive sets here against the Frankfurt Wildcats. They have won 25-plus consecutive games here against them as well. In the front row, Anderson setting up in the middle for Loizo. Loizo against the grain of the double block, and she puts down the kill. Incredible work by Loizo. Or maybe she didn't get the contact. No, she did not. Too far to the left side. That point goes to Centralia Panthers as Heinen heads behind the service line to dish it over. How? Another dink. That time Centralia's defense is ready for it. Becker has to send a free ball over. Does it reach? Yes, it does. Rally continues. Here, deep hit, and that one too far from Haug. Point back for Centralia, ties it at 3-3 here. And set number two, both these teams with still a game remaining here on the day. Centralia with Little River at 3 o'clock, and Frankfurt with Gossel at 2, roughly there. Set, here to Loizo. Loizo goes too far, see if they might have had a tap, and no, they did not. No tip from the top. Centralia will pass, tap, tap, back behind the service line for the 4-3 lead here in set number two. Heinen puts it back deep here on the serve. One more hit to get it over. Dollinghouse puts it over on a free ball. Now Becker, left side, set up from Rempe. Nearly put that down. Here she's got a chance on a block. That was for Josie Haberkamp who came up and made that quick work. And Centralia now here extending it by two. Back-to-back points. It's now 5-3 here over the Frankfurt Wildcats. They won set number one, 25-18. Here Heinen. Heinen puts it over, nearly needs the back right corner. There's Loizo standing flat foot on the 10-foot line, putting it across. And that's a big hit right in the middle. Shane Anderson got drilled by Centralia's Josie Haberkamp. It is now 6-3. Here up front, Howe, big block up front. There's Haberkamp again. And actually, they're going to say that Haberkamp was over the top of the net. Looks like she might have just gotten the fingertips over the top of the cauldron. So now 6-4. Frankfurt only down by two in set number two, but it's a must-win set two for him. Howe here on the serve, gets it over left corner. Rempe, back set, Becker, and there it goes! Perfect execution. Rempe and Becker, you've had it all night long, and it continues. 7-4. Centralia with a 3-point lead, and Becker, right after the kill, will take some time here to get some rest on the bench, as in for her will be Carly McKee, the 5'7" sophomore, who serves it across. Shane Anderson, the tap, Centralia, deep and a point for Josie Haberkamp. Oh, the celebration right afterwards. Tell you what, you gotta love here the Centralia celebrations. They have some of the best here in this volleyball series. I remember being here last year, they made that runner-up finish. That was, yeah, it was fun. 8-4 here. Centralia leads in this set number two. There's Haverick Camp. Follows the left corner. Does she mark it? Yes, she does. Man, Haverick Camp, have yourself a match and a set here. She has got 3 points in this set. 2 kills in a block. Centralia now up 9-4 in set number two. As Frankfurt calls a timeout, we're back in 30 here on 92.1 KMZA.
M&R Auto Parts, your auto parts headquarters in Frankfurt, wishes good luck to the Frankfurt Wildcats. It's M&R for auto, farm, heavy, and light trucks, small engines, hydraulic hoses, and more. See M&R Auto Parts, 108 West 2nd in Frankfurt.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. Frankfurt Wildcats calling a timeout. It is 9-4 here. Centralia leads by 5 after the timeout called by Frankfurt. They have the serve. Frankfurt's with it. Here in the wide zone. Nice little tap across. And that finesse earns the point right after the timeout. And Frankfurt, after all timeouts they have called here in the state tournament, which has been 5 so far, they have scored the first point after every timeout they have called. But again, they have to start kind of get some more rally going right after that score. And here's Josie Haverkamp. Big hit, but Frankfurt's able to handle it. And up front, Lorelai Wiseau punches it over. Haverkamp, the dink, and there's the point right after. Little dinky dunk. And Haverkamp, 4 points in this set. 6 points total in the match. She had 9 points total against Gossel. And Frankfurt mishandling. And that will be an ace for Josie Haverkamp. Centralia up by 6, 11-5. Haverkamp with her first ace here of the state tournament. Here behind the 10-foot line, Frankfurt knocks it over. Rempe. Here's Kramer, and that is batted at the tape of the net, and that'll be 4 hits for Centralia. That gives the service possession back here to Frankfurt. Frankfurt down by 5, 11-6 here to Centralia. Loizo has the serve. Heinen receives in the back row. Rempe the dink, a backwards set over. And now here a chance for Dollinghouse, and she is blocked up front, but it was blocked on the opposite side of the net. And that point will go towards the Frankfurt Wildcats. So they had to make the correction there on the score. One official thought it was for Frankfurt. Or one of the officials thought it was for Centralia, but Frankfurt there gets the point there from Dollinghouse. And now here on the near side, a big power shot laid down from the hammer of, I believe, Hayden Kramer. 12-7 here. Frankfurt with a 5-point lead over Frankfurt. Centralia with a 5-point lead over Frankfurt. Rempe. Front row, setting left side. Kramer tries to cut it down, could not get it. Now behind the 10-foot line, finding some power, momentum. Parthamer sends it over. Now Centralia, another chance for an attack. And I believe they're going to get a lift on Hayden Kramer, and they will. She went up with both of her hands and pushed it straight into the ground, which, of course, you can't push in volleyball, or else you get called to the lift. Ball cannot carry in your hands, downwards or upwards. That's a decisive strike. So that gives the point for Frankfurt. Down now just 4, 12-8. That time, tries to lay the boom. They have it back on their side of the court, putting it here now to Frankfurt. Set in front. Anderson deflected back here. And I believe they're going to get the block led by Kramer on the far boundary. No, they're going to get a kill. I think of a wise though. 12-9. Here, Frankfurt up, down by 3, excuse me. Steinloggy, the freshman, back in this contest. And here she comes. Quick work with it. Puts down the sharp kill to the right side. Steinloggy, her third kill of the match. First kill of this set. 13-9. Centralia still with the lead. Off this one over on the serve. Here from behind the 10-foot line is Partimer, who tries to send it over a free ball by Rempe. Anderson, Dollinghouse, deflection, blocked up front, covering the top. Steinlogge, her second block of the state tournament. It's 14-9. A hot run here for Centralia. Kramer sends this serve over. It's a service error. Two service errors in this set for the Centralia Panthers. And just two total in the match. Frankfurt with four total service errors in the match. 14-10. Centralia still leads over Frankfurt. Here's Becker back in the game. Left side tries to get it down. Here's another chance for on a block. That time not able to get it down. And then Parthenor puts it into the net for Frankfurt. And it's 15-10 now. Frankfurt behind by five. And Wells back to serve. Substituted in here for the little blocker Steinlogge. And blocked another one up front here by Centralia on the right side. That's Josie Haverkamp. And Haverkamp, she has defended the top of the net so well. Two blocks in this match. Four blocks total in the state tournament. Timeout taken by Frankfurt. It is 16-10. Centralia leading set number two. It's a must-win set, too, for the Frankfurt Wildcats. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent, to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. You're on 92.1 KMZA right after the timeout here. Centralia Panthers up 16-10 over the Frankfurt Wildcats. Here Haug in front for the Frankfurt Wildcats. Parthenmer here on the setup, and she puts it down. Parthenmer there for the kill. It's now 16-11. Panthers here down by five. Also like to give a shout out here to the Childress Family Fundraiser. It'll start at Sunday, November 2nd. The start time is at 4 p.m. It's at 1226 Road 1204th Road in Seneca, Kansas, 66538. The live action free will offering meal, live music by Dry Country, helicopter and airplane rides for sale the day of the event, 10 a.m. to dark. Again, this is to raise money for the young man known as Daniel Childress. He was diagnosed with brain cancer not long ago, a member of the Nemaha Central football team. So again, that fundraiser is starting November 2nd on Sunday. Coming back here into the action, onto the court side, 17-12 here. Centralia leads by five. Orlai Leweiser fans 10-foot line, pushes it to the back left corner. Wells here, Rempe. Rempe left, Becker to the right corner. Back here to Centralia. Rempe another try for a setup to Becker, and Becker puts it down for a kill off the left blocker and Parthenmer. And Becker here on a hot streak in the tournament. Over 10 kills for. It is 18-12. Centralia leads over Frankfurt. Set up in the middle. Parthenmer back row. Picked up by Centralia. And a dink behind her. That was a great play by Haverkamp. Frankfurt was able to handle it. Then they sent it long on the spike over. It's 19-12. They're going to change here the point. Centralia will actually roll it back to Frankfurt. It is 18-13. Back to service, Haug. 18-13. Centralia up by 5. Must win set 2 for Frankfurt. They lost set 1, 25-18. Here to the right side is Becker. Not able to get it down, though. Here's another chance for Parthenmer on the left line. Rempe, Centralia, and putting it away. Back corner. None other than Josie Haverkamp for Centralia. 19-13. after this, we'll have about roughly a 40 to maybe an hour break as Little River and Gossel will play against each other. And then our next matchup will be Frankfort and Gossel, and then Centralia and Little River. Centralia here into the service air. Getting that next point there to the Frankfort Wildcats, down 19-14. Centralia still leading the way by 5. Carson Maher the serve, just over the net. Wells handles in the back row. Rempe back setting. Haver camp and executed. The ref there making the catch. That was a big, powerful shot by Haverkamp. An elite athlete who has been phenomenal here for the Centralia Panthers. There's 20-14 should be the score here. Centralia leading. And Kramer here to the right corner. Picked up by the Frankfort Wildcats and Lorelei Loizo. Unless they say anyone tipped it, it won't be good. But they do say someone tipped in the front row. So now it should be 20-15. But again, it looks like that, just like earlier against Gossel, Centralia was missed a point on the board. And I think this is the same case here. It should be 20-15. Regardless, right now it shows 19-15. Frankfort sends it over. Here, Rempe. Rempe out left side to Hayden Kramer, and Kramer goes long. Oh, no, they're going to stay off the tip. At least that's what the near side official said. The far side judge didn't mark anything, and he agrees. So now it's 20-15. Rempe here serving the cross. Haug. Now Jackson. Back to Centralia's side. Kramer and finds the gap and alley the defense diagonally. 21-15. Okay, so now they just added the point there for Centralia. I was wondering when they were going to do it. They just gave it. I was waiting there for it. Wells here for Centralia setting up. Just the free ball has to get sent over here for Centralia. Frankfort working with it left side. And Bellinghouse with the execution. 22-16. Must win set two for Frankfort. Dropping set one, 25-18. Right side, Kramer. Putting a power shot down, but a dig picked up nicely by the Wildcats. And Parthamer goes out the left side. That's another point for Centralia. It's 23-16. And the dangerous Milena Becker has come to the court. See if she can help Centralia secure their second win here in tournament action in this pool play. 23-16. And a block up front. Becker comes in, immediately has an effect for the team. We are now on match point. 24-16. This is for Centralia to win 38 consecutive sets against the Frankfort Wildcats. Here's Parthamer. Over the 10-foot line. Now Steinloggy, the freshman. Does she put the cap on top? No, she does not. They continue play here, 24-17. Last time these two teams played, it went 25-11 and 31-29 in their second set in the Twin Valley League quarterfinals not long ago, just a couple of weeks. Becker here to end it. Does she find the backcourt line? Yes, she does. Becker from the bench with a spark, a block, and a kill. And that will conclude set number two in the match for the Centralia Panthers and the Frankfort Wildcats. All right, taking a step aside, we'll recap this one, then we'll take an extensive break before we come back for Frankfort and Gossel. But Centralia, straight sets against Frankfort, 25-18, 25-17. Centralia 2-0 in the pool play. Frankfort now dropping to 0-2. We're back here in a quick 2 minutes on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sidelines supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, DON of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
How's your outdoor cooking working out? Does it need an upgrade or something new? We have all the outdoor accessories you could ever need. This is Smokin' Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. Take a look at the Louisiana Founders Series pellet grills at an unbelievable low prices for this fall. We also have all the Napoleon gas grills available on the same program. And of course, Gosney pizza ovens and Primo ceramic grills. Another new item is a ceramic coated griddle. Come see us today for all your smoking hot deals at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca. We service what we sell.
Good health starts with a trusted partner, and that community health care system, our family medicine providers are here for the long run, building lasting relationships and guiding your family's health at every stage of life. From preventative care to chronic condition management, we deliver quality care that you can count on right here in your community. Community health care system, your partner in lifelong health. Schedule your appointment today by visiting chcsks.org. Well, the holidays are coming, and nothing brings folks together quite like a meal from Frankfort Meat Company. From custom-cut roasts and smoked hams and steaks, sausage, and more, they've got everything you need to make your table unforgettable. Stop by Frankfort Meat Company at 120 East 2nd Street in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 to reserve your holiday favorites today. Frankfort Meat Company, small-town butcher with big-time flavor.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. One final time here, talking about the Frankfort and Centralia matchup. Frankfort now drops 0-2 in pool play. The Centralia Panthers are 2-0. So unless there's a miracle that happens, Frankfort most likely not able to make it to Saturday. But the Centralia Panthers most likely guaranteeing themselves a Saturday. But we'll see here. They still have a Little River upcoming here. Of course, Frankfort. They have Gossel. We'll have that at around 2 o'clock, and then we'll have Centralia against Little River at 3. So again, Frankfort 0-2 now in pool play. Centralia 2-0. Centralia just beat Frankfort in straight sets, 25-18, 25-17. Centralia had 20 kills, 4 blocks, 2 aces, 3 service errors in that matchup against Frankfort. Frankfort only had 12 kills, no aces, no blocks, and 4 service errors against the Centralia Panthers. As leading in kills was Laura Lila Weiser. She had 6 kills for the Frankfort Wildcats. She's now well over 12 kills here in this tournament to lead Frankfort, but for the Centralia Panthers, they have 2 different kill leaders in this tournament. Becker now with 12 total kills to 2 matches so far, and 12 total kills for Haverkamp through 2 matches so far. In that matchup against Frankfort, though, Becker had 9 total points, 7 kills. Haverkamp, she had 6 kills, 2 blocks, and an ace for 10 total points. So she's got 19 total points in this tournament to lead Centralia in scoring. So again, we'll come back around 2 o'clock for Frankfort. They'll take on Gossel. And then the Centralia Panthers will come back for them around 3 o'clock. They'll take on Little River. All here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.